Appearing voluntarily before the Senate Judiciary Committee, the former chief of staff to Alberto Gonzalez, Kyle Sampson, took issue with the Attorney General's statement earlier this month that he was not involved in discussions about the replacement of 8 federal prosecutors.
I don't think it's entirely accurate what he said.
Gonzalez had said he relied on Sampson to plan for the dismissals of the attorneys. But Sampson said Gonzalez attended a meeting about the matter on November 27th of last year, just days before the attorneys were ousted. And he said he and Gonzalez discussed the matter as far back as 2 years ago. The Democratic-led Judiciary Committee is probing whether the Bush administration misled Congress about the reasons for the dismissals and whether they were aimed at intimidating other attorneys. Senator Patrick Leahy, a Vermont Democrat, is chairman of the panel.
I want the American people to have confidence in federal law enforcement. I want our federal law enforcement officers to have the independence they need to be effective and to consistently merit the trust of the American people.
The top Republican on the committee, Senator Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania, offered his own harsh assessment of the handling of the attorney firings.
It is generally acknowledged that the Department of Justice is in a state of disrepair, perhaps even dysfunctional, because of what has happened.
Sampson, who resigned his post earlier this month, agreed the matter could have been better handled. He argued the attorneys were let go because they did not sufficiently support administration policies, and not for improper reasons.
To my knowledge, nothing of the sort occurred here.
Senator John Cornyn, a Texas Republican, agreed.
What I've heard, there is no evidence that any of this replacement of U.S. attorneys was designed to or actually did impede a criminal investigation or prosecution.
Attorney General Gonzalez is scheduled to appear before the committee next month. Deborah Tate, VOA News, Capitol Hill.